Ready to break free from algorithms, vanity PR, and money-sucking ads? My name's Larissa Wurstyk, and I've learned in 7 years of jewelry marketing that content is the crown jewel. My agency, Joy Joya, takes a holistic approach, leading with laser-focused storytelling, impactful content creation, and strategic content distribution. This method has worked for the solopreneur as well as the multi-million dollar company, and now I'm sharing the same systems and tactics with you. Here's to standing out in the sea of sparkle. Welcome to episode 279. Today, I'm revisiting the topic of brand storytelling for what might be the 1,000th time, but that's okay because I can't seem to emphasize its importance enough. Recently, I stumbled upon this small business grant sponsored by a global bank, and as you can imagine, it attracts a vast number of applicants. But one unique aspect of this grant's application process is to submit a 500-word essay detailing the business's journey and how it has navigated the current economic landscape. But there's a catch that all the stories get shared publicly as well. So it's not just for the judges, but all the stories are on display for anyone to see. So of course, curiosity got the better of me. And I found myself diving into the narratives of these fellow entrepreneurs. And with every page refresh, a flood of new entries appeared. There were probably thousands and thousands upon thousands of stories from business owners nationwide, even some from the jewelry sector. So, of course, it made me think, as someone who talks about brand storytelling on this podcast, and as I was reading some of the submissions, I couldn't help but think about this monumental task awaiting the judges of the grant. How were they going to select the finalists from this rich tapestry of stories? And it's kind of a shame because so many of these business owners would benefit the grant, but only a few people would be chosen. And that brings me to my topic today. In this sea of narratives, if you were given the opportunity to stand out, or you had to stand out from thousands and thousands and thousands of other business owners, how do you capture attention, whether that's in a grant application or even just in this industry when you're trying to get the attention of your customers? Standing out is crucial. This is not just about winning a contest or a grant, but about finding success in your business. So in this episode, I want to talk about how to make people stop and pay attention to your story. But before we get to the solid gold, I'd like to take a moment to remind you that this podcast has both audio and video. So you can either listen on your favorite podcast platform or watch on YouTube by searching Joy Joya. You can support the podcast for free by taking the time not only to subscribe, but also to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Okay, let's get into today's episode, my sparklers. This one's all about the crucial task of capturing and retaining people's attention with your narrative and offerings. And achieving this, as you may know from experience and having tried to do it, is a lot more challenging than it appears. I think as business owners, we naturally find our own businesses and stories compelling. We're intimately familiar with what sets us and our products apart, and we often assume that others and that our customers will immediately see this value without much effort on our part. So to kind of think about this in a way that I think a lot of people can relate to, I want you to consider how you engage with your favorite movies or TV shows versus the ones maybe you don't enjoy as much. In today's fast-paced world where you can just go on Netflix or Hulu or whatever and literally have access to what seems like a limitless library of content, your dwindling attention span is fighting for, you know, what's going to get your attention, what's going to captivate your mind, your soul, your heart. And so If something doesn't immediately capture your interest, you'll likely quickly move on because there's so many other alternatives available at your fingertips. So I want you to think about, even when you're watching TV, when you're watching a movie, when you're scrolling on social media, what makes certain content irresistible to you? And what makes you like just click away, lose interest and go do something else? And can you think of any commonalities about those things that really capture your interest versus the things that don't? And reflecting on that, are there things that can maybe help you tell your own story, share your vision, share your mission more effectively so that people don't just keep scrolling, click away, lose interest, get distracted, etc.? There's actually a ton of research on people's attention spans, and it's kind of shocking to learn about it. There are studies happening at UC Irvine. There's this one professor who has been researching attention spans for more than 20 years. So this person started at the onset of the digital era. And 20 years ago, the average ability for a person to focus on a single screen lasted 2.5 minutes, which even that doesn't seem like very much. But today, 20 years later, that span has reduced to merely 47 seconds. And not only that, but if you get distracted, it could take up to a half hour to recover from that distraction. And I say all of this because if you're a jewelry brand with a digital focus and you sell online and you market online, this only emphasizes the importance of engaging your audience from the get-go, right away. Immediate engagement is key, or you just risk losing interest. It's a hard pill to swallow. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes knowing that our attention spans are basically nothing. It sucks, but that's the reality that you're dealing with when you are trying to tell your story in this noisy environment. So what can you do? I think you really have to kind of take a creative writing approach to your brand story. Even though your brand story is a business, you have to think more creatively. Creative writing as in your favorite, most compelling novel, your most compelling TV show, most compelling movie. What are the things about that that we can bring into our own brand storytelling? Again, to get someone really invested and want to pay attention. And I do happen to know a thing or two about this because I have a master's degree in creative writing. And I used to teach the subject. And one thing I remember about teaching beginner students who were learning how to tell a story is the first impulse that people have is to tell a story as a linear recount of reality. So from the actual beginning to an actual end. But here's the thing, reality, your Monday, from when you wake up to when you go to sleep, it tends to unfold in a really mundane, predictable sequence, and that can be super dull if it's narrated in a straightforward way. But if your day, if your business, if your brand has an exciting event, some kind of like aha moment, like let's say in your boring Monday at 3 p.m., you went to buy a lottery ticket and you won $1 million and you called up your best friend or your mom or a family member, you wouldn't start the story with, oh my God, I can't wait to tell you what happened. I woke up at 7 a.m. today. I went to work. I ate lunch. And then I bought a lottery ticket and I won $1 million. That's probably not how you're going to tell the story. You're likely going to start with, you'll never guess what happened to me. I stopped at the gas station, bought a lottery ticket, and it won $1 million. This approach immediately gets to like the heart of the story, the most compelling, exciting part where the person listening can get emotionally invested. It grabs attention. It draws the listeners in. Maybe afterward, you can fill in some of the details. The person's probably going to be like, oh my God, tell me what happened. Where were you? What does it feel like now? What are you going to do next? Then you can fill it in. But you're likely going to start with the most interesting and exciting detail. So many novice storytellers, when talking about their brand, they start with the linear beginning, or they think of their story more like a historical account or like a resume or something like that. No, we need to stop thinking like that. So if your brand story currently starts with, I launched my business in 2020, right after I went to a pearl farm and learned about pearls, and then I came home and I decided to start designing pearl jewelry, you've already lost me, okay? Why should I care about that? Maybe your mom or best friend would care, but a stranger would not care. There's no emotional investment up front. You're not giving me something to connect to. You're not throwing me right into the action. So in an alternative to that might be, they say every pearl has a story, but I never truly understood that until I was there at the heart of creation where pearls are born. It was a whisper that caught me, a soft murmur of the sea locked within each pearl, telling tales of storms and calmed seas. And that whisper turned into a roar in my heart, driving me to share these stories, not just as ornaments, but as symbols of the journey every soul undertakes. Now that example, maybe a little bit more flowery, maybe a little bit more over the top. Maybe it's not aligned with your particular brand voice, but it throws you right into the action. Gives me a reason to care. It intrigues me. What are you talking about? Why are you so excited about this? Where are you? I want to know more. And it also gives me a reason to care because now I'm wondering about these beautiful symbols of the journey of life. So it connects back to, why should other people care? Unless you're applying for a job, and even then, no one wants to read your resume in narrative form. You have to find an angle that will interest someone right away. And your degree, your past jobs, they're not going to do that. The thing is, you'll have to rewrite this story numerous times. And the first line you put in your rough draft is 100% not going to be the first line you end up with. I know this from experience. I know this from teaching many students storytelling. And I find that that beginning is the hardest part to nail. It's the thing that will change the most as you dig into your story more deeply. Of course, you need to start somewhere when you're doing this, so don't agonize too much about getting it perfect, but know it's going to change in future versions and be open to that in the process of trying to make this story really interesting and compelling. So what is this story? What should it actually look like and where should it live? So regardless of your business, you definitely need this one universal brand narrative, the story of your brand. This can maybe start as an internal document that you keep with your business plan, with your brand strategy, but then it will be repurposed again and again in various ways. It should be as long as it takes for you to tell your story, but also not so long that it's boring and says too much. It should just tell the parts of the story that are the most relevant and interesting to your target audience. And once you have this all documented in one place and you feel really good about it and you feel like you're catching the emotional elements and really hitting on the most exciting parts, then you can use it in a number of ways. So one version can be maybe your About Us page copy on your website. Another version can be used when you apply to grants or contests, or maybe you're working with a supplier or other partner who needs to know more about your business. And then small parts of it can be distilled out for blog posts, for email marketing copy, and for social media marketing copy. So to get you started on this journey, what are some ways that you can grip someone right away with your story? I have some specific tactics for you. Number one, put the audience right in the action. So again, think of movies or TV shows that literally insert you right at the beginning, in the first second, in the middle of the action, before they explain too much. And you feel like someone literally grabbed your hand and like pulled you into something you don't even know what's going on. But the best kinds of TV shows and movies that do that, they really intrigue you. They raise your adrenaline. So what would be the equivalent of that for your jewelry business? As I mentioned before, don't start at the beginning of time. So you may need to write your rough draft in a way like going from beginning to end. You may need to follow a timeline. But if your final draft starts at the linear beginning, kind of like that analogy of like, I woke up this morning, I had coffee, I ate breakfast, I went to work. No one cares. You may need to rethink what's most important in that version of your business story. Use specific adjectives and precise nouns and verbs to paint a picture. So in that pearl example, it may be a little over the top for some business owners, but what I think it did illustrate well is that it was specific. It got very precise in the adjectives, nouns, and verbs. What I find is that most jewelry business owners are way too generic in their storytelling. So it's hard for someone to imagine what's so special and unique about the business. It just sounds like every other jewelry business that they've ever come across. So be as specific and detailed as possible. Especially in that rough draft, go wild. You can always cut back on unnecessary details later, but try to add them up front. To kick things off in your intro, you can ask a rhetorical question related to your story. This could get your audience invested and get them to reflect on their own experiences. So like, have you ever been mesmerized by a diamond freshly pulled from a mine? That's just an example of a rhetorical question. Also, you can surprise your audience with a fact or a bit of information they wouldn't expect. One of the best ways to get someone's attention is to challenge their assumptions and expectations and make them look twice. I love when I read a brand story and I learn something new or my perspective changes or I'm just delighted to find something out that I didn't know before, whatever that may be. And lastly, emphasize the conflict. So the best stories are all about overcoming adversity. If you don't include some kind of conflict or hurdle that you had to overcome in your story, then there's no drama. People love drama. Why do you think soap operas are so popular? And then there's nothing to keep the audience on the edge of their seat. When I say conflict, this doesn't have to mean that you like escaped a kidnapper to go start your jewelry business. It can be a small thing. It can be an abstract thing. I want you to consider Apple. This is a brand pretty much everyone knows for the iPhone and more. The core of their storytelling revolves around two words: think different. Of course, there's a lot more to that. That's just the foundation of a bigger story. But the conflict here, the subtle challenge, is that from when they started, they've worked so hard to stand out in a world that's all about the status quo. I think that's hard for us to imagine in 2024 because everyone and their mom has an iPhone and other Apple devices. But back in the day, they were overcoming a conflict, a challenge. There was a status quo. They were trying to think different. And therein lies the drama. So I want to know, what are you going to be doing next to add some oomph to your brand story? Which tactics resonate with you? What kind of help do you need? Let me know. I want to hear all about it. Okay, let's get into the gold mine. This is a segment of the podcast where I get a little personal. I share insights on entrepreneurship, mindset, success, growth, and all things business. So I get to share some topics and insights close to my heart. This week's gold mine, in the theme of brand storytelling, I want to share some of my personal experiences working on my business, Joy Joya's brand story, and hopefully my insights will resonate with you. And the one thing I would say that has helped me the most, and this will be a theme in what I talk about right now, that helped me the most in developing my brand story is time. The story I would have written about my business, and that I did write about my business 8 years ago when I started, is so much different than the one I share today. And not just because in 8 years there's more to say. It's not that it's longer. It's not that there's like more history there due to the passing years. It's actually more because at this point, 8 years in, I have the insight now to know better what's important, what's specific, what matters to me, and what matters to my target audience. So my brand story is not necessarily longer because I'm like telling a history, but it's more specific. That's the best word I can say. And this is not to say that someone who is starting a business from scratch can't write a decent brand story at all because they don't have the time like I have. It just means that moving forward, after you write that first draft of it, you'll just need to consciously and continuously check in with it, maybe every 6 months, maybe a year, to see if there are ways you can enrich it. And again, not necessarily make it longer in terms of history, but add more depth to it, add more layers, more nuance. I want to see richness. I want to see like the texture and fabric of your brand story. And that brand story you have on day one is definitely not going to be the same brand story you have in year 10. And here's why. Over time, you may change your products. There may be new consumer behaviors or preferences. Your target audience may change. You may change the way you choose to interact with your audience. So many things can change. Technology, modes of storytelling. Maybe social media goes away or a new social media platform comes in. So all those touch points, all those ways you're telling your story, the ways you're going to distill it are going to change as well. It's never going to be a one and done thing. In a funny and rather humbling exercise, I was recently even looking back on a very early version of my website, which is kind of funny. If you want to remind yourself how far you've come, this is always a nice way to do that. And on that about page, I wrote, Larissa Wurstiak, aka Joy Joya, is a fine jewelry marketing consultant and jewelry branding expert. She's based in Los Angeles, but works anywhere with Wi-Fi. Okay. With extensive knowledge and experience in digital marketing, creative writing, and jewelry sales, she's an expert at connecting jewelry retailers with their target audiences. I mean, parts of that are still right. Some of the core of that still resonates with me 8 years later. But these days, my brand story is simultaneously bigger and smaller. First of all, it's not just about me anymore. Joy Joya is me and my team, my partners, the customers I serve. Also, I used to be much more of a generalist with my quote unquote extensive knowledge, but now my brand storytelling is hyper focused on this holistic marketing approach that's led by story driven content. And I also don't just work with fine jewelry, and I also don't just work with jewelry retailers. Actually, I prefer to work with more independent brands that sell primarily online and in a range of price points. And my story is so much more than just the narrative itself, like that blurb. But over the 8 years, my story becomes everything I'm sharing and putting out in the world and how consistently I show up and share it. So for example, if you've read my book, if you listen to or watch this podcast, which I know you do because you're hearing this, you probably know a lot about how I approach marketing and how I engage with my clients without explicitly having to tell you how I do that. So my story is also about how I talk and the work that I do. And my story also changed and evolved when I started putting myself out there more, like again, this podcast. and then eventually getting on video, which made me very uncomfortable at first, but then shaped my story even more because it made me into a person who can say, I'm an enthusiastic contributor to the jewelry industry as a whole. And maybe that's a direction you want to take in your storytelling as well. Thinking about your personal role in your business and how much you want to be the face of your business as opposed to being more of just like a brand entity. So the point here is that you can't just set and forget your story. You have to check in with it often. You have to let it be its own living, breathing thing. Your story is also in your actions, in the things you say, in how consistent you are in your marketing, and how your customers feel when they engage with you. Not just when they view your products on your website or in your store, but also if they have an issue, when they see your content, as they go through the purchase experience. I also think your story is not just about how you engage with your customers, but also with other people who work with you, including contractors, employees, vendors, other collaborators, etc. Because every way that you and your brand put yourself and itself out there in the world shapes the story of what you are and what you will become. What do you think about that? When was the last time you reconsidered your story? Drop me a message via Instagram DM, leave a review on the podcast, or comment on YouTube. Let's talk about it. Did you have questions about today's episode? You can always email me, Larissa. That's LARYSSA at joyjoya.com. If you love this podcast, please share it with a friend who'd appreciate it. And don't forget to subscribe as well as leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you're completely new to digital marketing, then you'll want to purchase and read a copy of my book, Jewelry Marketing Joy. Visit joyjoya.com/book for more information.